I was just listening to a song called 10,000 Nights by Alphabeat, and there's a line in it, maybe even half a line, that mentions Wuthering Heights in this sort of, romantic way that most people do. And I can say that, like, all of the references that I'd heard to Wuthering Heights before reading it were of this kind, where it's like this is hugely tragic romantic story in which Heathcliff and Kathy are terribly in love, and when you're 16, you read it and you love it. But once I actually read the book, and maybe it's because I came at it late in the game, in my late 20s rather than my late teens. And so my hormones have come down a bit, and I'm not so, everything is life and death for me anymore. But I think Kathy and Heathcliff are complete jerks, and they can be together in hell. Because other than the fact that they love each other, which I guess is a redeeming quality, maybe, there's nothing to like about them. They destroy the lives of the people around them, including this family that lives nearby, because they each marry one member of the family and just kind of ruin them. And it's terrible. And I don't really understand people's fascination with this story and sort of reading it as this great romantic piece, because they're terrible people. Like, they're just awful. And I'm not saying it's a bad story. I do like Wuthering Heights. I think it's a really interesting narrative. I just don't see it as the be-all end-all of emphatic love, I guess. I mean, for fuck's sake, the thing ends with Heathcliff finally dying and wanting to be buried next to Catherine, and having the sides of their coffins removed so they can basically be in this big double-sized coffin, which I guess, if you're 16, maybe a bit goth as well, that sounds, oh, completely, so totally romantic, it's unbelievable. To me, that just raises some sanitation issues. And so there you have it, Wuthering Heights, full of jerks.